Blog Talk Radio.
Wish I had more time to tell you of my life, wisdom, wars, and trials. Oh, try to raise you right. Wish I had more time to say I was inspired by the man. Did I tell you I was proud? Remember the storms in the summertime? You sat on my shoulders under the sky. These are the moments you find when you reach for a lost goodbye.
To Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long, and wow, so this is going to be a great show as my good friend, who's been part of Journey into the Light on and off for the past whole 9 years I've been here, and one of the very top psychic mediums from Lilydale, New York, the spiritual mecca, I say, of the United States, and they there's some of the best spiritual workers there, and Greg is just amazing. Not his readings are just spot on. You'll be amazed and of all the information that Greg will give you, but also the genuine care. That's one thing that I know I like about Greg, that he's very genuine, very real, very caring, and that is also, I know, why others are big fans of Greg King, just like I am. So it's really great to have Greg here, and Greg will be here on Thursdays now on a weekly basis at 9 o'clock Eastern time for an hour. So that is going to be really great. And the last thing I'll say is don't forget about – I'll talk a little bit more about this here in a little bit, but our homeless project to help those less fortunate than us, the link is on the show page. And I go out mainly on the weekend, which is tomorrow and Saturday, and I need your support. I can't go out there and help without any funds, and our donations this week have been on the very low side. So please go visit the link, make a donation, whatever you can. I'll talk about it a little bit more, but you can do that, and anybody who makes a donation, I'll bring them as one of our first callers on the show as well. So my thank you and gratitude for helping those on the streets or wherever they're at just needing assistance. Because our group is called Love in Action, and I think that's what speaks of it. And because what is spirituality? Spirituality is not being a psychic or a medium or a healer. Spirituality is starts with love, having the love for your brothers and sisters, and we are all one, no matter where we're located or what race we are. So, okay, so you guys have the phone number to call into the show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard and speak to Greg. So let's go out here and let's bring in Greg King to the show. Welcome back, Greg.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
It's been a while. Good to have you
back.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah,
this
definitely
is great. It's wonderful to be able to speak to you and share, and the other people calling in. I've had a few people say to me, it's like, well, when are you going to be on there? You know, I haven't heard you on there for a little while.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Yeah, I missed you. So it's so you still up there at the Dale?
Well, actually, I'm down in Fort Myers, Florida, and I'm here at a condo, and I have my office. I've had my office down here for 19 years now, and I work at my office and read for people in person, and I also do it over the phone. So it's something that I'll be headed back up. I'll be up at Lowedale, and I will be there May 3rd, and that will be my first scheduled be at home up there and working with people in person at first. And then I have people on the phone because I do it on the phone and in person all the time down here and up there. But I have an office in Bonita Beach, and the Bonita Beach office is 19 years old now.
Yeah, wow. And you've been up to Lilydale how long now?
Oh, my God. Well over 40 years. And I've been up there as a worker way before I was registered, and then I was registered, and that's over, I think, like 44, 45 years ago.
Mm. Wow. So
been doing it a little while, Michael. I've yeah. I remember reading for people at Inspiration Stump when I was 8 years old.
Wow. 8 years old.
Lowedale
yeah.
is a beautiful place and a wonderful community, and a lot of spiritual people are living there, and a lot of spiritual people come there, and it's just a really hectic, busy summer. And it'll be wonderful. They're opening on June 30th, and they'll go until Labor Day. And they have 170 different classes and seminars that you can partake of there. And then we have fellowship, which is on the grounds. And off the grounds, we also have a school, and I've taught for them now for, oh, my God, 37 years, 38 years now. I've taught for them on spiritual development and healing. And, you know, anyone wants to go on the internet, they can find Lowedale or find Fellowship of the Spirit. And it's a church and wonderful people. I've worked with them most of my adult life. It's been wonderful.
Well, that's great. You know, Greg, you know, I've talked a lot about lately about, you know, what is it to be spiritual? You know, people think sometimes it's just being a psychic or spiritual radio
right.
host. And I said, it's not. It's love, having love. Isn't that the foundation of spirituality? Doesn't it start there?
Oh, yes. You know, to me, if we don't have the compassion to help and give and do, when I was living in Ohio, I lived in Ohio, I was born and raised there, and I used to work with the Rescue Mission, Rape Crisis Center, Women's Shelter. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of different organizations, and I found that it was just really very fulfilling and very much a gift to be able to share with people and see the changes and the advancements. And you see someone that's been mentally and emotionally abused, and you see them really helped, and you see the healing occur. I find it pretty amazing, you know, what can happen. And I've had people walk up to me that I didn't not remember them, but I have trouble placing people where were they when I met them. And it's really amazing at times the stories that are told to me that I would not have remembered completely. And when I read for someone, it's gone. And I've had a lot of people coming back recently, and they've made mention, well, you read for me 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 35 years ago. And I just find it amazing what they come up with that I know Spirit gave them, but I would not consciously remember. You know, I've thought about writing, and I think I'm putting together the thought of a book. And, you know, if someone's had readings, I'm asking if they wanted to relate things to me, they can go to the website and go to the email and the website and just relate what's happened, because I've been thinking about so many things that have occurred, and there's so many that's occurred that I don't remember and I don't know about. So I've started doing that for anyone that would have a testimonial.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
So it's going to be fun. It's been fun. I've enjoyed it. And, you know, Michael, as you know, I mean, I've done this all my life, and this is all I've ever really done is just this work. And I find, you know, when my father said to me when I was 8, he said, well, you're very mechanical, and you can take things apart and put things together and do everything. And he said, well, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I said, I want to work in the Healing Temple at Lilydale, and I want to read for people. And my father walked away not knowing what to do with that. He wasn't real sure. He related this to me years later, and he said, you stunned me, because he said, you know, you're so interested in building things and making things and fixing things. And he says, I thought for sure you'd want to do something like that. And I said to him, you know, I love it and I enjoy it, but my really heartfelt drive would be that I work spiritually with people. And, you know, at 11 years old, it cemented everything for me when I had the death experiences 3 times in a week and survived them all and got to go through the tunnel of light and experience being over there with Spirit. And my grandmother had passed it, you know, before then. So it was a lot of things happened that really was amazing to see to Jesus and speak to Jesus and him explain to me what my life was for and why I was here. And that just cemented everything. And it was like, that's what I'm doing. I've always done it. I've lived my life in that realm all the time. And I know at times some people look at me and go, well, that's sort of strange, you know, to spend your life living that way. But it's like, I really feel blessed, because I think everyone has a gift. Everyone is able to share their gift. And no matter what we think we have as a gift or don't think we have as a gift, we all got gifts. And it's just in what way are we really utilizing the use of them and the sharing with them with others? And, you know, Michael, you've helped a lot of people on the air and working with people that way and healing. And I know that with myself, I mean, I just find that we get past the really monetary and ego and all these things going on. And you realize that, you know, we're going to be taken care of if we just do what's right in the right way for the right reasons to have the right outcome. And we always add that in a sense of prayer, because I always set the intent every day of in what way can I reach out and be a guiding force that I'm led to do and share and help. And I work with it every day. And people look at me at times and go, well, don't you take time off? And I said, yes, I take Sundays off. That's my rest. That's my time of peace. That's my time of going canoeing or going fishing or going to do something where it re-anchors you to the earth plane. Because I could get out there and float around quite a bit.
And that's a good point you make, is we all need that time to recenter ourselves. I know I take off for this radio show Friday and Saturday, and if I didn't do that, I would have never lasted, Greg, 9 years running straight 7 days a week. I would have ended a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have some people that I know that are up-and-coming mediums, and they're really very good, but it's something that, you know, I've said to people, you can burn out. You know, you can be overwhelmed by your own energy flow, and you just have to step back from it enough and allow yourself to just touch the earth again and be grounded and be focused on the grounding.
Yeah, I totally agree. So you have these amazing three near-death experiences. So what did you learn, like, the meaning of life? You know, that's like a big question people have.
Well, I believe that when you talk about the meaning of life, I feel we're here to share. We're here to be loving and helpful and sharing, and not to be people that are out there in a greed way or a manipulative way or harmful to people. At a soul level, we've all come here to learn and grow and progress. And if we look at that and realize that we're needing to learn, grow, and progress and have a deliberateness of intent, but the intent needs to also have the thought of spiritually, am I able to add energy to whatever person's life I'm touching? And it's a positive, uplifting, you know, multiplied energy that's going to be helping. And in every way we need to work together. You know, I see people all the time every day, and I see a lot of people in life that look at things in a very self-centered manner, a very selfish manner. And I would say, you know, some people refer to them as new souls, and then you have old souls that really understand, and they really, truly share more. Well, I'll put it in a simplified manner and say there are people out there in the world that I want to say they're in greed, not need. And when you have someone in need, I would say 99% of the time, if they're sincerely in need and you really reach out to them and help them, they multiply that energy coming back to you and multiply the energy to others, because as soon as they can, they will. And I just find it amazing how much we can multiply things in such a wonderful way and healing way. You know, I've known people, friends of mine recently, for example, one lady had a cataract and she had a lens loose in her eye and they were talking surgery. And she called and said, you know, Greg, this is really scary, but this is what's happening. And they're talking surgery. And I said, okay. I said, well, let's pray on it. Let's work with it. Let's send the healing. And I multiplied my energy by many other people that I would talk to. And we were all sending the energy for her. And she went back to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor said to her, he goes, I'm not going to ask you what you did. I'm not going to ask what you did. He says, but the cataract shrunk. And he says, the lens is no longer a problem. It's right where it should be. And the healing energy was there and amazing. And she called me and she said, I just left the eye doctor's. And oh my God, what they said to me was wonderful, that it's like cataract shrunk, the lens is back in position, and it's solid, it's where it needs to be. And I said, well, that's wonderful, we'll keep praying for you. So I really feel there's some healing that can occur that can be very shocking to some people, because to me that's like a testimonial in a sense of what Spirit and God can do, and in the right circumstance, they will step in and you'll have miracles occur. And I've watched that happen in many ways. And I find that a lot of people, you know, I've had a lot of people that are what you could term really religious. And I've gotten phone calls from people that normally would not be open to a medium or focus on healing in that manner. They would maybe focus on healing in a prayerful manner in their church, but they wouldn't, you know, include anyone else. And I just find it interesting that it's like, you know, we all have gifts. And setting that intent and just putting that intent out there to bring the highest and best energy that we can to whatever situation, that is really God's work. And instead of looking at things in either a fearful manner or a doubtful manner, I mean, how many of us have friends that would look at things very negatively, very doubtfully? And I watch it happen a lot, you know, with people. And I surprised some people at times because, like, I had one lady say to me, "Oh, I've been so sick and I'll be so sick." And I said, "If you want to be." And she just looked at me for a moment and it was like, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Look at the energy you're putting into this. You know, you're programming the energy to already be something to be sick." I said, "You know, if you want to be in that mindset and you're putting that thought and prayer out, you know, it is a prayer. It is an energy. We do respond to those energies. Those respond to us. In what way are we thinking? And if we change the energy, we change the whole circumstance." You know, I find people that need to learn lessons, and we all do. We all have them. But it's like if we really look at things and say, okay, what am I going to learn? I find that some people will use a term, "I'm learning it," but they pick and choose what they want and what they don't want, and they don't really, quote, learn it all, because they're only taking part of it as something they're comfortable with. And if we look at a lesson and say, okay, I accept it, and we truly accept the lesson and the changes that go with it, we're then taking it and making it from a mountain to a little speed bump in life because we're accepting it. And that flow of energy then reduces everything, and we're down to the point where we can handle it easily and comfortably, and then recognize truthfully and honestly how intuitive we really can be and go with God's wishes and Spirit's guidance. Because I feel the guardian angels around us in life are the spirit world and the angels that are helping us. And we're needing to make that change by acceptance. I see so many people say, "Well, I'm learning this." Well, no, we need to accept it. Because I've had things that I looked at as being really huge. And I've had it happen where once I accepted it and just surrendered to it, it's like it dissipated down to something very, very minor. And it was easy to walk through and handle. And that's where I find most people don't look at that, because we're always in a conscious level picking and choosing instead of looking at it and going, "What am I learning here?" Just truly innocently saying, "What am I learning here?" And if we do that, we're really going to have the harmony. It's going to work really well. My grandmother always said to me, when you have differences with people and you're picked on, because I was picked on in school quite a bit, and she'd always say to me, she said, "Love them where you can, when you can, how you can, and they'll change. And you're doing it with healing. You're not doing it with anger." And I found that some of my best friends were the ones that first picked at me. And they looked at me and it was like, how can this guy be so consistent in a healing and positive manner? That can't be resisted. That breaks through. And I've had people that at first, they even apologized to me later. And it's like, you know, you scared me with what you know. And you scare me with what you feel and how accurate things can come through at times. And I find that when we have fear, we automatically push it away or reject it. It's just an automatic thing within us.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Greg. I know we're going to go to calls here. We're going to take just a second break here, Greg, and I'll be back with you and with the caller. So, again, call in, folks, 347-884-8245. Greg is simply amazing, and you can hear that. And I just want to say one last time, please visit our link to help the homeless. It's probably the I know before I started this show, I wanted to help the homeless. I didn't know how, but I knew somehow I'd find a way. And last December, Jennifer Taylor, who runs Quantum Touch, it's a healing modality, and my co-host on LA Talk Radio, we started this in December, and I so love it. I go out on Fridays and Saturdays, so I go out tomorrow, and I need your support so we can go out there and help more. This week has been tough. Donations have been down, and we need your help. And I just want you to hear one person, a homeless person. And I know this is what makes me go out and go through the streets and help. And then after this, we're going to go to Greg. The link is there on the show page, the GoFundMe link. Again, anybody who donates, you donate the goodness of your heart, but anyone who does, I'm going to repay that back by bringing you as one of the first callers and guarantee to get in tonight. Got a lot of callers, but I know Greg's heart's the same place, and it's all about helping people. The link is there. Donate what you can. I mean, you know, God, there's so many people. And if you think that there's a lot of people donating, you're wrong. And if you think there's a lot of people out there helping the homeless, like a lot of people stopping, I can tell you from someone who's on the streets, they're not. People go on by acting like the homeless are just statues. And but I'm going to put this on, and hopefully you're able to visit the link, make a donation. Back right after this here with Greg Keane. 347-884-8245 is the phone number to call on into the show.
My name is Ronald Davis. I've been on the street for about a year and a half now. Well, I come from the suburbs. Life, you know, which is rough. And I mean, I didn't sleep in Lower Wacker. I didn't sleep on the bridges. I done slept in little cardboard boxes and stuff, you know, just surviving, especially in the wintertime is the hardest time. And like, I go to fill out applications for a job and stuff. They look at me, you know, I'm not looking presentable. And then they, well, we'll call you, leave a number. But how can I leave a number when I don't have a phone? So it's just a struggle out here, you know. I just, you know, from day to day, people, I come out here and panhandle with my cup. Right here at the Metro train station, people come off bringing me sandwiches and stuff like this here. And I start out in my morning about 6 o'clock. You know, sometimes I don't even have enough to go to the flop house. You know, sometimes the flop house is a cheap place and they number $16 for 24 hours right over there on Clark and Van Buren. And a lot of times I don't have enough money for that, so I had to end up sleeping in the park or on one of these benches downtown or something like this. And then the security guards come and run you off about 5 or 6 in the morning. So by 6 o'clock, I started panhandling and trying to survive. And like I said before, some days I don't even have enough to get a room, so I just sleep on the street. But I depend on the people that's coming off the train, because most of them I give them respect. You know, most of them like me. They come out and give me clothes and food and stuff like this here so I can survive. Give me a few bucks and everything, and I add it up at the end of the day and get me a little room for the night. And whenever I'm not fortunate enough to get the room, I just sleep in the street wherever I can. It's really humiliating to be shaking a cup 24 hours a day and people just look at you like you're some kind of little bum, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I have had people to walk past me and say, get a job, bum. And I said, wait a minute, I'm not a bum, I'm a human being. And it's hard. But after the end of the day, when people go home and everybody get on the Metro train, and they might, and then I just feel so bad that I can't be going on, you know. I'm sorry, but it's really emotional because I'm really trying to get myself together and get off this tree, you know. And I don't care what it's doing. If I can get a job and through this humility, you know, I mean, you just lose all your humility when you're shaking a cup begging. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can look at a person and tell if they getting your respect tonight, you know what I mean? A lot of people look at you like you're just a piece of crumb, you know? I had one guy walk past me and talk about me so bad, and then I just looked at him. I said, God bless you, sir. He walked past and went down the street, come right back. And he said, you know what, man, I had a bad day. He said, I'm sorry for even calling you that. He said, because I know you're a human being. He said, would you accept my apology? I said, apology accepted. He went in his pocket and gave me $30 and said, go get you a room and get you something to eat. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, no matter what people think about me, I know I'm a human first. And just because I'm down on my luck, don't give nobody no excuse to call me no bum. Because I'm not.
And that's what we try to do, is at least give, you know, the people on the street at least $20 so they can at least get a roof over their head for the night. And that's why we say, you know, Some people give 100, some people give 20, 50, 5, whatever. I mean, these are our brothers and sisters, folks. And if we're really spiritual, that's what the show's about. If this show didn't help people, I would have quit long time ago. That's what it's all about. And when you give, you'd be amazed the feeling you get. And we're going to be back here with Greg in just 1 minute.
I'm so glad you made time to see me. How's life? Tell me, how's your family? I haven't seen them in a while. You've been good, busier than ever. With small talk, work in the weather. Your guard is up and I know why. Because the last time you saw me, it still burned in the back of your mind. You gave me roses and I left.
Back here, we're going to go straight to the phones and let's go and get Greg on back here to the show. Welcome back, Greg.
Thank you.
Alrighty, let's bring Bonnie on to the show. Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just need some direction. I seem to take 2 steps forward and 3 steps back.
Well, I feel emotionally that you've been regrouping on a lot of things right now, and I feel like you've regrouped with people. And would you recognize in the past, say, 2 months even, you've stepped back from some people that you used to be more involved with, and you've really felt like, I can't let myself be in their energy and how they live?
Yes, that has happened quite a bit, but also I've been more open with the gifts and abilities that I have, and that has chased some people off, and that I think they find it off-putting.
Well, I feel with you that you have gifts and ability, and it's going to work well for you, but I feel now, would you understand in the past, you would turn, it's like a light switch, it's like you turn on, turn off, turn on, turn off, and you would hesitate in sharing it or hesitate in showing it. And now I feel like you're opening up to things in a much, much, much better way. And it's also an energy, too, where you're feeling more peaceful about allowing yourself to be your true self, where for a while you were trying to fit into what people thought, how they felt, what they liked, what they didn't like, and you didn't want to offend anybody. So you were trying to keep it sort of balanced. And now it's like I see you coming to the point of being the real you, the true you, and allow yourself to utilize God's gift within you and allow it to come out more and not suppress it.
That's all true. It is all true. And
you have a gentleman on the spirit side of life with you that passed away that I felt when he died, he had a difficulty with heart, he had a difficulty with breathing. His lungs were filling with fluid before he passed over.
It could be. He was young when he died, but I'm not exactly sure what it was, but it may have been pneumonia. He had multiple issues.
Well, would you recognize with him, he referred to it as he had more wrong than right going on in his body, including his organs malfunctioning?
Yes.
Because he's with you, and he said to me, he said there were so many things that needed fixed that he could not fix them all. And he realized that there was nobody going to be able to fix them all. And when he left the body, I feel with him, he reached a level of acceptance and allowed himself to leave where at times he'd have fought the idea.
Yes, he had AIDS.
Yes. And would you recognize it reached a point where the inner organs in his body really started to shut down?
Yes, I'm sure that's true. He was in the hospital when he died.
I feel he's with you and supportive of you, and he thanks you for the thoughts and prayers because you did send him a lot of energy. And I feel an energy there, and he's grateful. And he said to me, there's a few people around you that also sent him energy and sent him a very positive energy and healing. And I feel he said to me, you know, there's healing here, but there's healing hereafter. And he said to me, in his life, he realizes now the healing was hereafter.
Yeah, he comes back to me periodically. He has throughout my life in really strange and peculiar ways he shows up.
Well, I feel he could be a bit of a jokester at times.
He was quite charismatic, yeah.
Because I see him with you and supportive, and he's glad to reach through to you and let you know he's there. And he said to me, you're letting go of things that held you back. You're letting go of people that held you back. You know, there are people out there that I know some people refer to it in a way that here's someone very negative, here's someone very positive. I'll say it this way. You had some people around you that is called misery likes company, and they wanted to hang on to you and hold you where they were. And for a while, you were giving a lot of energy to them, but they weren't letting you really help them. They were just taking the energy and not giving back. And now I feel like you've started to remove a few people from your life that would be doing that, and it's now making a change you really needed.
I hope that's true.
I think it's very true, and it's coming about, and it'll change for you. Also, you sometimes dream the future, and you'll see circumstances or events that are occurring in the future, and it scares you a little bit at times because I'm seeing you sometimes having things happen where it's like, oh, my God, where does that fit in? And I want to say you're going to have more happen that'll be things coming in from the future. So it's a positive energy. It's going to work better for you, but the temptations you've had in the past that allowed you to slip into some negative energies there, I see you stepping away from and staying away from and really moving forward more now and not letting yourself be so drained.
Yeah, yes, that could be. I do give away a lot of my energy and my time. I do that.
Certainly, certainly. Any other question there?
No, I think you've answered quite a few things. So, you see the road getting any easier from here on?
Yes, I see the road getting easier, but I also see you at a higher level of thought and a higher level of balance and feeling literally emotionally better.
Thank you.
God bless you, dear. You take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Send Bonnie a bunch of love. And she's a dear friend, a dear soul. And before we go to our next call, Greg, how best can people reach you for private sessions?
Well, if they'd like to reach me, they can do it on the internet. And then be www.revgregorykehn@yahoo.com. And if you wanted to reach me on the phone, all they have to do is call 716-595-3529, 716-595-3529. And you can schedule a reading or whatever that way. If you look on the internet, where it would be www.revgregorykehn@yahoo.com, you will then be looking at my website, and my website has everything on there informationally and my life and what I've believed and learned and experienced. But I'll be up in Lilydale. Actually, I'll be there a little ahead of time, but on May 3rd, I have the first day of working with people in person, and I'll be back up there, and I have phone readings that I do all the time also. So people can reach me from anywhere. I've had them call in from all kinds of countries, and I'd read for them over the air.
Okay, great. And we do have the links for the website and Facebook here on the show page, folks. And let's go next here with Greg King from Lilydale. Let's go to California, and let's bring in Nancy to the show.
Well, hi. Hello, Gregory.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Good.
I would love a mediumship reading and maybe questions about, am I going in the right direction?
Mm-hmm. Well, number one with you, dear, before you even ask anything, I want to say, going back a little bit to an older woman, I feel this could have been grandmother or aunt, but I see her energy with you, and I feel she's a very strong individual when she was on the earth plane. People didn't mess with her. She'd call it as she seen it. But I see her very close to you. You've just gone through a transition where you're stepping back more now and realizing that where you were for a while, you let it all ride. Now I feel like you're choosing directions. You're choosing circumstances better. And would you recognize you've stepped back from some family and it's like, I love them, but I'm not going to be drawn into the drama and the trauma that they get into.
Yes, so true.
Because, mm-hmm. boy, have you had the drama and trauma dumped in your lap at times.
Yes.
And I see you stepping back enough from it, and it's really a good feeling. It's a wonderful energy for you to step back because you're realizing spiritually now that you don't have to be responsible for their choices of lessons, and you don't have to rescue them from their lessons because they need to learn their lessons. And I feel on emotional levels, would you recognize in yourself, people don't see this with you, they really never know it, but you got really down for a while there, and I feel you've pulled out of that and realize now you sometimes left yourself wide open, and they would pull energy from you to such a degree that you would get exhausted.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely that.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
And there's a gentleman on the spirit side of life with you that he's showing me that he had an injury to his hand, and I feel the tip of the finger is either smashed or he had a little bit of it on the end cut off. But I see this gentleman with you. Can you recognize that injury with a gentleman?
Not quite sure. Finger. I'd have to think about that. I'm not sure.
Well, he put his hand up, and the one finger looked a little bit shorter, not a lot shorter, but I mean, it's not like a finger off, but I mean, like the tip was some damage to the tip of the finger. But he's around you to help you, and he said to me, you have been thinking about doing a cleaning out of where you live.
Mm-hmm.
That's
no, it? I understand that, yes.
Because he referred to it as a cleaning out. He said, you're going to move on it shortly. And I see some other people going, but why are you doing this? And they're going to be curious that you're making changes, but you're making changes that are a healthy change for you. You're also making changes where you're stepping back and realizing here you sometimes get diverted from your pathway trying to help them in their pathway.
Yes.
And, honey, you've had a wonderful heart you give to people all the time, but I just feel this energy here now of stepping back enough from it that I'm not going to let myself get so caught up in the idea that, you know, sometimes you look back and you're in the ditch with a shovel and they're sitting back watching and they're not doing the work they need to.
Yeah.
Now, just recently, would you recognize a small problem with a car mechanically? And there's been a little difficulty there with something to do with wheel, tire, or brakes.
Okay, I'm not aware of that, but definitely will check the car.
I would look at that as if you hear a noise or even feel something that's not quite right, please check it out. I feel
okay.
Like it's nothing that at this moment would create an accident, but I feel like there's something definitely going on that I'd want to make sure you keep it in order.
Okay, thank you.
And you recently had a little problem with your left leg, left knee.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get pain in my left leg and left knee, and I feel it's been affecting you some. And I feel like you have some inflammation that's been occurring. And I feel if you could find a naturopath doctor you could work with that would be able to help you with what's causing the inflammation. Not just that somebody that doctors a symptom, but I mean really go back to what's causing the inflammation. I feel like at times it really bothers you.
It really does. I can't even sleep with it. It's my whole leg, it goes numb. and
well, I was feeling the numbness, and I was also feeling something that every once in a while will happen where you almost want to trip with that foot.
Hmm.
Be aware of being at a point where your leg like went to sleep or was not sensitive, and I feel like you could trip on a door sill, you could trip on a carpeting. Just be a little cautious.
Okay.
And there's a gentleman in spirit with you that comes in that I want to say, stoic gentleman, gentle man. When he passed away, he had heart problems, and I feel people didn't know how bad he was. And when he died, I think some people were a little shocked at the idea that he left because they wouldn't think that he was that sick.
Mm-hmm.
You can understand?
It could be my dad who I never knew. So I
would you recognize... Would you recognize from your dad
mm-hmm.
that you heard later that he actually saw you places and you didn't know it was him?
No, I had no idea. No.
Because he's showing me that he saw you places and would have kept track of you more than what you realize. And would you understand he was blocked for a while from really communicating?
That's very possible.
Well, they were showing me a symbol of him being blocked, and he did not want to disrupt in your life what you had in your life. He wanted to reach out, but did not feel comfortable that he could because he thought he would disrupt what's going on in your life. And I just felt a loving energy. And he said to me, I know she never knew. I know she never knew.
Oh, my goodness. That's very interesting. Yeah.
But I feel a love energy there, and I feel support energy there. And he said, there's some bad things said about him, and there's some bad things that happened in life. And he said, none of them was something to hurt you.
No,
and
I never felt
he
that
missed,
way.
He missed you deeply, but he also felt that he would create a turmoil that would be damaging to you if he tried to re-enter and be involved in your life.
Wow. Oh,
and he's telling me this is the first time you heard that, and this is the moment he got through to you.
Wow.
No matter how much he loved all the family, there was a couple people there that were very negative about him.
Yes.
And he said he did not want you suffering wrath because of him reentering or attempting to communicate. Because I feel like not only would have been turmoil for him, but it have been turmoil for you too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
But he wants you to know, because he said to me, in your heart of hearts, you knew he loved you.
Yes. Yes. I never had ill feelings about him.
Yes. And he loves you, and he wants you to know that. And he wanted you to know that the things that were occurring in your life, and at the time he couldn't reach through, he backed away because he knew it would be turmoil, and he did not want to have you in turmoil in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, that is just beautiful information. Thank you so much.
God bless you, dear. I think it's wonderful. I feel such a heartfelt energy from him, and he said to me, there were some packages sent to you, and you never got them.
Really? Oh, my.
It's sad to say, but there was some anger there on their part, and they would have hidden it from you, and they would have not wanted to present it. But I feel with him, he realized the turmoil that could happen and how bad the turmoil could actually be, and he did not want to be a part of that.
Yeah, exactly.
God bless him, dear, and he loves you, and he's with you. And he said to me, if you want to, he will come to you in a dream, and he'll let you know he's there.
Okay, I have very vivid dreams, so I will ask him to come. Thank you.
Well, he would love to reach out and give you a hug there.
Oh.
And in a dream, he can. Please,
thank you
please
so
know
much.
That he's so grateful that you understand what you felt in your heart even though you were very young, even though the energy and things that were being said weren't the nicest, it's like I feel this energy there that you somehow, through all that rigmarole of what was going on, you knew in your heart.
I did. I did all the way through. I never felt a bitterness or anything like mm-hmm. that. I did.
He is so grateful.
Oh.
He's so grateful you understand.
Okay. All right.
God bless you, dear.
Thanks so much, Gregory. God bless you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're here with Reverend Gregory Keene from Lilydale, and Greg will be here each Thursday here at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So tell your friends, write it on your calendars. We're going to, and all of Greg's contact information is listed right here on the show page, the links to his website. Also, if you would want to donate to our homeless mission, the link to the GoFundMe is listed on top of the show page. And we're going to go next to Pennsylvania, and we're going to bring Pam on into the show. Welcome.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. How are you doing?
Good. I wanted to ask you, the last year or so, 2 years, I've lost two brothers and a fiance, and I just wondered if there's any messages from them for me.
Which gentleman would it be that when he died, he dropped dead? It was that quick when he went. He didn't linger. He was just gone.
That would have been my father. That was years ago. He died from a heart attack.
Oh, okay. Because I kept picking up four, not three.
Okay, that was my father.
And he's with you and supportive of you. But he said to me, it was amazing to look back and realize that his body was laying there and that he was out of the body and he knew that was it. It's over. And I feel mm-hmm. with him that he's with you and supportive of you. And would you recognize there was a bit of a rift there for a while in the family energy for a bit there?
You mean about him?
Yeah.
I don't remember that because I was younger when he passed away. But there has been other people that have passed.
He's with you. And I want to say there's a brother that when he passed away, I feel like that he wasn't in good graces with everyone. His attitude and energy was not the most positive. And would you recognize it was really tough to deal with his passing?
Yes, it was tough. Yeah, I had one brother that died from lung cancer and one that was a diabetic who he had been mm-hmm. sick all his life. He had transplants and everything, and maybe that's his energy.
Well, I feel he said to me that he said, please tell her that I understand how grumpy I really was. And I feel cranky and grumpy is how he put it. And he said, please tell her I'm sorry. I know she gave me the best energy, but I didn't give the energy back at the most positive level at times.
Yeah, I understand that. He was sick, yes, his whole life. Yeah.
He's there for you, and it's a good energy. And would you recognize with him, right near the end, he made a comment that he just wanted to die?
I don't know. I wasn't there when he passed.
He's showing me that he said it was just too much. And to hang on and linger in the manner he was just too much.
Okay.
He said things had to be better, and they are. And I feel he reaches out with a calmness for you. And then I feel the other brother's energy. And when he passed away there, would you understand he had a period of time that he really fought things for a while?
Pardon me? He what?
He fought things for a while.
Oh,
he
yeah.
really
he
pushed to be here.
And he just did not want to pass. I took care of him for 6 months, and that's what he said. I'm not afraid to die. I just don't want to.
Well, I'll put it this way. He referred to you as the guardian angel, and he referred to you also that he said, she is a wonderful nurse. But he didn't like taking your energy in the manner of times it happened, because there were times there, it's like you really put everything out there for him And
I didn't.
He loves and appreciates you and what you've done.
Okay.
And would you recognize with him, he made a comment to you one time that he can feel himself dying?
Yes. Yes.
Because that's what he said to me. He says, tell her that I knew and I told her that I could feel I was dying. No question.
You're right.
He's with you, and I feel very peaceful with his energy now. And he said to me, you know, he said, we get here and we're born and we come through and we're here on the earth plane. And he said, you know, it was wonderful to leave the body because he realized then how free he could be. No pain, no suffering, no worries, nothing. And he made a comment about it that was interesting. He said, you know, he said, it's like getting up to go to the bathroom and figuring out you forgot your body.
Jeez.
Because he's showing me looking at himself and realizing he was no longer in the body. And
mm-hmm.
I feel that really took him back, that he was amazed at that he could stand outside of himself and see himself there in the physical form.
Mm-hmm.
And you sometimes dream things that are very, very vivid. And you at times have dreams that come true.
I do. Yeah, that's right.
Because he's showing me that he wants to come through and let you know in the dream form that he's right there for you. And he told me, he says, I want to give her a hug.
Okay. Yeah, that would be my brother, Joey. Yeah, I want him to send me a new romance.
I feel with you on a romance level, would you recognize you always felt there was something wrong with the gentleman that you were really close to and he passed, but you always felt something wrong, but you didn't know what?
Yes, at times I did with him, yes.
Because he's telling me that he looked at you and he knew you knew, but you didn't know just on a conscious basis. But there was an inner part of you, not that you held back in loving and caring, but there was a part of you holding back like, is this ever really going to work? Is it really going to be there? And I feel like that was an experience for you to have that little struggle in your mind and your heart. All right, I want to really share. I really want to be here. But it's like there was always this little part that said, you know, maybe this won't happen. There's something wrong here.
Yeah, we were together a long time. He was older than me, though. I guess
mm-hmm.
something he did, you know.
Well, I feel his love and support for you, and he so appreciates you being there. And I feel a new energy coming into your life, and I feel between your one brother and him, they're both working on the idea of you having somebody come into your life that's really worthwhile, and also a very loving, caring, gentle person. Because you've had some people around you that could be manipulators and users, and you've shied away now, and you've realized that it's like sometimes you just feel like I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, I did, but now I feel like I'm ready. I don't like being alone.
Well, I'm going to put it this way. You healed, you've grown, you've changed, and you're doing wonderfully with it. And you fixed you through the healing. Now I see you ready to go ahead and really be involved with someone and have something really, truly in-depth on both sides and committed and totally meaningful.
Well, I hope so. Good. Thank you.
Because your brother made a comment, and he said, it's about time.
Yeah. Well, I miss them all terribly.
Which is the gentleman in spirit that used to play solitaire?
I think that was my father liked to play that.
Because I see mm-hmm. a gentleman with the cards, he's laying the cards out, and he's doing that. And he said to me, he says, let's get up and get going. You're going to live your life now.
Aww.
There was a period you held back a bit. Now it's like, yeah. I'm going to live my life now.
Okay. Good.
All right?
Good. Thank you
hey,
so much.
Hey, God bless
so
you there.
God bless you, too.
You're welcome there.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Thanks for your call there. And, Greg, we're at the end of our hour, so surely have enjoyed having you back. It's really great.
Hey, enjoyed being with you. God bless you and others, and I love working with you and all the people out there, and that'll be great. We'll see you next week.
Okay. We'll see you then, Greg. Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless now. Bye-bye.
God bless. All right. That's Reverend Gregory Keene, and Greg will be back next Thursday, same time, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific time is when we start. I know a lot of people caught on to it late, and a lot of people came in, and it was already late and hard to get the calls in. So if you want to come right at the start, that's and making a donation to the homeless never helps. Always helps. So I said that the opposite way. Well, everybody, take care. Have a blessed weekend, and what you do out there, be safe. I'll be out going through the city and visiting with the homeless and helping them with their needs. And I wish we had more funds this week, but I can only operate with what is donated. It all works through God's love. So I know I've got a passenger with me. And I'll just say this, he has long hair. You can take it from there. So I'll be sharing some pictures and so forth, as I always do. And then, of course, during the week. And I'll be back here. We'll have shows on Sunday. We'll have a brand new guest Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern. She's an automatic writer. We haven't had an automatic writer in quite a while where... Where you ask the question, must be spirit telling me a message. You ask the question, and then it takes the automatic writer about a minute or two to write down the message from spirit, and then they'll read it to you. It's really neat. We had Guy Isabel from Canada maybe a couple years ago, who was awesome, and our guest coming on Sundays from Canada also. So anyway, so that's Sunday night. So it's going to really be a great show on Sunday, and all week we have a lot of great shows. And so a lot of great shows. Definitely want to tune in every show and circle definitely 9 o'clock. We really have got some really great guests at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Just real briefly, of course, we have Greg on Thursdays, Wednesdays, Lisa Zayas. Tuesday, we have Media Michelle with great shows with another guest who's been with me on and off all 9 years. And then Chuck Bergman and Marilyn Posick on Mondays. And then, like I said, a brand new automatic writer on Sunday. So anyway. So that's going to do it. Thanks, everybody. Remember, you can always donate to the GoFundMe anytime. Doesn't have to be when the show is live. I would love to see someone donate when the show is not live. I know a lot of people listen to the archives. So anyway, a lot of people still listening to me. I see them on the switchboard. So thank you for listening. Thanks, everybody, and Lori in California, Tamara, Christy, and Lisa in Arizona, and my San Diego caller, and and Jolina, thank you. Sorry we didn't get a chance to get to you, but thank you for your donation. And everybody else who have donated. Tonight we had two donations, $25, and we had a few others during the week. So mainly on Tuesday night on the Media Michelle show. So anyway. All right. Well, it's time for me to share dinner with my wife. And so and you guys get some dinner and get some sleep, and the show is ending. So make sure you send some healing energy to my friend Bonnie. She needs some healing energy and love sent her way. So, alrighty, boys and girls, I'm going to be out of here, and feel like doing another show, but I'm soon going to be doing a homeless show, just me, about talking about certain things, and I might be doing that this weekend, so stay tuned. So if you know anybody, you know, that, you know, and if you can't donate, you know, share the link, spread the word. Gosh, it's a beautiful thing. It's one of the most beautiful things we've done on this show, really. Really. So, all right, I'm going to get out of here. Take care, everybody. Much love to all of you. No, I'm not going to sing. And have a pleasant, good weekend. Love y'all. Good night.